Scotty Hillier from Channel 7's Creek to Coast, mate. I was just having a look at the forecast. I reckon the back end of the weekend might be okay.
Yeah, you'd swear we spoke off air, but oh, did we? Oh, I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag. Spot on, Wiley. But what you failed to say is still good run on the tide now on the back of the new moon. So no run, no fun, but there is still good run. So I can report a couple of mates that have been out over the last week or so have said the mackerel is really good Spaniards, that school size, that 5 to 8 kilo getting around. So if you do get a chance on Sunday, and just remember to check the latest forecast before heading out, because that it can change at the drop of a hat. But at this stage, Sunday, the boaties might get a chance to sneak out to those inshore shoals, robbery shoals out the back of the Palm Islands, down off Hinchinbrook Island, Maggie Shoals, even out towards Bramble. If you can get out there on the edges and rip, there's been some really good mackerel getting around. So early morning has been the good bite time. And, you know, you want to have a gar or a big Helco Laser Pro in the water around that change of the tide. But there's been a few good mackerel. If you do get offshore, as I just mentioned, the coral trout are going gangbusters as well. There's still a few red throat lipper getting around. And the deeper water's producing a few nanigai and emperor. So offshore's been really good at the moment. Back inshore, the water temperature continues to rise. So your barramundi, your mangrove jack, the grunter, all those species are starting to turn up in really good numbers. So the barramundi in particular have been cracking at the moment. Bottom of the tide, you know, fishing the drains, or even as the tide pulls off those flats with your shallow diving lures, there's been good barra. Anchoring up on any of the snags in that 3 to 5 metre area, you can send in strips of mullet, live mullet. The mangrove jack have been good. And the big grunter, love this time of year. The next couple of months, you'll tend to find them starting to turn up out along the Lucinda Jetty, the weed beds, the Horton, the Bowley. There's been really good grunter. They love run as well. And they love a big flesh, you know, like a strip bait of squid, strip bait of mullet. But definitely, don't forget with your grunter, they'll play with the bait. So let them get it right down their throat before you lean on the rod. But all in all, Wiley, looks pretty good for the weekend. But for the boaties, just keep an eye on that latest forecast.